The headline is study launched into outdoor swimming as alternative to antidepressants. And this is quite exciting when you think about it, because we have heard about how people think it does help their mood. And there have been studies before to try and capture this. And this is basically flagging up that they are doing a formal study, which is basically around the University of Portsmouth. So the experts there are working with the Sussex Partnership NHS Foundation Trust to look at this cold water swimming and see if it can boost people's mood.
Are they suggesting it's the cold water or perhaps the beautiful surroundings as well? I mean,
I think it could be a bit of both. But the study so far, apart from the wonderful surroundings, are to do with this immersion into the cold water. And it's, you get this cold shock response and you get proteins released into the body, which they're certainly looking at the moment, which can help with things like stress and mood as well. But I think it's really important just to flag up the fact that we're not advocating going and jumping in a cold lake by yourself. And it might be worthwhile, if you look up on the Outdoor Swimming Society website, they have a section on the risks of cold water. And they particularly talk about cold shock. And this is the biggest factor in people getting into trouble and drowning in cold water. And what happens is that when you jump in, or if you go into cold water anyway, you get this cold shock where your body initiates a gasp reflex where you suck in air. And mm-hmm. if you are under the water when this happens, or a wave comes or something like that, and you inhale some water, then this can really, really cause you problems with your breathing. And that's where people get into trouble.
So do it in a controlled situation with people who know what they're doing, basically.
Exactly.